No, I'm recording. So how are you?
Well, you should know. You've been listening to me scream at a website for half an hour.
Isn't screaming a website so much fun?
No, not really.
That's one reason why I stopped using WordPress.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what to do because, like, the old design let me do the links the way I wanted to. The new design looks a lot better, but it doesn't do the links the way that it should. So now I'm just sitting here just hating life because I can't get the links to do what I want them to.
That's no fun.
No, it isn't. And I don't want to go back to Wix, because if we go back to Wix, then I have to get overhead for each of the podcasts. So right there, the costs go from... Well, the costs just increased by about $30.
Too many shows.
Too many
Not
shows.
Not enough time.
Well, I don't know. I've got enough time. I just keep killing stuff on Civ and going to work.
What about walking the dogs?
That's pretty much a given. Dog walking happens no matter what.
I can't say the same. If it's hot and gross out, then Moose is not going to walk.
See, you should change that. You really should.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like something you should change. Okay, that makes me hate things even more. The links work perfectly on a freaking cell phone. Yeah, by the way, it's been raining here for like the last 2 days. And the dogs don't care. They will drag me outside with them on the leash with me attached.
Well, it's not the rain that's the problem. It's if it's 80 degrees and 90% humidity, he gets halfway down the road and then he decided he's done. So we have to take a break and wait for him to cool off just before we can go home.
Well, from what I've seen on the pictures, he's a giant ball of fur, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a big, hairy animal, then, well, yeah, I'd probably be the same way. Although, then at that point, I'd probably be a Wookiee.
Eagerly waiting for a Wookiee yell.
I can't do it.
Damn it.
I don't have the right voice for it.
You led up to it, and then just nothing. So disappointing.
Isn't that how it always is, though? Big lead up to absolutely nothing?
Sometimes. Especially with this show.
Well, you know, the big lead up here was last episode trying to figure out the whole naming the city thing.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how you thought, like, the capital of the Czech Republic was Yugoslavia.
That was just a dumbass moment.
If you want to call it that, sure. I never knew a country could be a capital of another country, but if that's how that's going to work, then thanks for the heads up.
It might end up like that soon.
Oh, I'm also going to be posting the video for that episode in 4K so people can look at our logo in nice, crisp 4K-ness.
Only if they're not using Safari on a Mac.
Which is completely stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
But you're the one with that lovely 5K screen where the native browser can't even do it right.
Can't if I don't use Safari.
No, this is true. I'm actually kind of shocked you didn't have Chrome on there until I mentioned something.
I have no need for Chrome. Until now.
Yay, one of my videos is the reason you have Chrome.
Yep.
Oh, how was the buffer rate on your new internet?
It loaded pretty damn quick. I doubled my internet speed.
So you went from 1 to 2?
Uh-huh.
I tried. I had to try.
No, I went from paying for 100 but only getting 65 to still paying for 100 but getting 117.
Who are you with now?
Spectrum.
I thought you were getting rid of them.
Well, the state is, but they still have like another 30 days or so, 60 days.
Are you going to switch to that one company that left that awesome flyer?
You mean where my max speed will be 12?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely what? Not.
You don't want your maximum speed to be 1/100th of mine?
Their maximum speed is what you can get if everybody else does nothing. And then you still will probably get dropouts.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I actually did something on a 12 megabit per second connection.
Well, their 12 megabit per second connection is not very stable. I finally convinced my sister to switch to Spectrum after having tons of network connecting issues with Frontier.
Yeah, that's a fun company to be with. At least you're not with HughesNet. Mm-hmm. Satellite internet should not exist.
Yep. But I got a new router, and service in the house is a lot better, and my internet speed is faster.
When I move, I'm going to see if my router can actually keep up with the gigabit speeds. If it can, I'm just going to get a gigabit internet adapter, a PCIe adapter for the computer. That way I can actually put the computer where I want to, because when they designed these apartments, they were complete idiots and didn't put the cable jacks in any of the logical places. And I'm not going to pay for a technician to destroy the walls and then I get stuck without being able to get my deposit back.
That makes sense. That's how you're supposed to design an apartment. You just put whatever you want.
That's what I'm starting to find here. Oh, on the plus side, I'm not going to have any downstairs neighbors.
Is that because you're going to be downstairs?
The way the second floor works for the apartment type I got, you've got an upstairs neighbor, and then directly below you is storage units.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it also means, like, I'm going to have a little bit of extra low-frequency dissipation from the floor. Because any of the low-frequency rumble is going to go down through the floor and into each of the joists for the storage units and dissipate into the units instead of going into another empty apartment.
Speaking of waves, there was apparently an earthquake in Alaska this weekend.
Speaking of Alaska, oh wait, no, let's not talk about that. But there was an earthquake in Alaska?
Yeah.
How big?
Big enough that the waves were felt in Binghamton, New York, which is a long way away.
Okay, I was about to say, where is Binghamton?
Just above Pennsylvania.
That doesn't help. New York and Pennsylvania share a huge border.
Yeah, it's pretty much due south from Syracuse.
Making me pull out my phone.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wait, so it was felt there for an earthquake?
It was detected there. It wasn't felt.
Oh, okay. Detected there. Sorry. I only know about sound wave propagation, man. I'm not big on the whole earthquake thing, even though I think they work exactly the same.
I don't know. So apparently they've been having a lot of earthquakes lately.
Wonder why that is. I mean, we haven't had nearly as many earthquakes since they quit fracking here in Oklahoma.
Oh, come on. That's normal. It's supposed to do that.
Wait, you just sent me a link.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so on the 9th, there were two of them over 3.1 that were 3 hours apart. I don't know which one was detected, but...
Just look at the ones from, like, today.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. Okay, wow. Okay, so that's, like, right up by the Arctic Circle. Well, okay, that's past the Arctic Circle. I'm looking at the one that was 4.8 magnitude. Man, how am I going to get anything done after we record tonight? You just gave me something to look at for hours.
Where's the 4.8?
Scroll down. It happened. It happened at 11:36 a.m.
Today?
Yeah, today's the 13th.
Mine's broken. I'm not seeing anything.
Huh.
After the 9th.
Yeah, yours is broken.
Oh, what the hell?
Are you using Safari?
Shut up.
Oh, I bought a drone.
Which one?
The DJI Spark. Yeah, I went for the cheaper of the two.
I'm guessing that 4.8 one is one that we detected.
I'm guessing so. That was the bigger of the earthquakes today.
For today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, this one was detected over the weekend.
Oh, well, that happened today.
There's a 4.5 also. all in that same spot.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of seismic activity in the middle of nowhere.
Well, it's in the middle of Alaska.
Yeah, that's the middle of nowhere.
4.5 on the 12th. Holy crap. What? So between... hold on, let me find the start. Holy there was a ton of them on the 12th.
Yeah.
And like some big ones. There's a 6.0. So the 12th at 6:58 a.m., there was a 6.4. And then like anywhere from 2 to 15 minutes, there's another decent 3.0 or higher earthquake until...
yeah, just keep scrolling up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That is just completely insane.
Oh, sweet. So if you click one, you view event page and you can see the waveforms.
Wait, what?
So on the map,
yeah.
Select one of your things, hit view event page with a little pop-up on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get summary waveforms and stuff. Go up to the top and hit waveforms. And you can see like the seismic graph.
Dude. Okay, I'm supposed to like get stuff done tonight. You have completely killed my productivity.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Okay, yeah. The nerd in me is just completely happy with this information.
We might need to include this link in the show notes.
Definitely getting included.
So how was working today?
Because
I didn't.
I only worked for 2 hours.
I didn't go to work for any.
Yeah, I woke up and worked on an episode of Philosophical, worked on some hypothetical, yelled at a website, posted a video for the Inkedwell, and took the dogs out for a walk in the rain, and then went to work for 2 hours. And then looked at my email and went, holy I bought a drone.
Was that supposed to come in?
It's probably going to ship out tomorrow. So I'd say probably early to late next week.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to get a drone, but I have no practical use for one.
Look at me. Do I have a practical use for one?
Maybe.
I live in an apartment.
You could send it out your window to get food and stuff.
Then I would actually have to do some registration with the FAA. I mean, I already have to register it with the FAA, but the biggest thing is going to be, yeah, if I do anything financially with it, then I have to get a remote pilot certification.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if they still had to license them. I knew that they had to, and then they decided, no, we don't need to, and then I stopped paying attention because I didn't have a drone.
Yeah, you've got to register it, which is like $5, and then if you start doing like financial stuff, then it's just like, woo, now you get to go take a class and take a test and prove that you're not going to fly a drone into a flock of seagulls above people at a party.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, you're not. That being said, though, why would you have Flock of Seagulls being the band at your party?
Is there a band called the Flock of Seagulls?
Yeah, they're just before our time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Flock of Seagulls. I was not serious with that question.
Yeah, look it up, YouTube it. Flock of Seagulls.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
A new wave and synth pop band from the 80s.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're any good.
They had their moments. It was kind of okay. Not what I'd call, like, really amazing music, but pretty good. I'd say our...
They put out an album last month.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They're still around?
Uh-huh. Ascension is a 6th studio album by a band of Flock of Seagulls, released July 6, 2018. First album since the 1940s. Wow. 1984 is a story of a young heart.
1940s. They're a band from the 80s that did a song in the 40s. Are you okay, Phil?
I'm not sure yet.
Fair enough.
I'll get back to you on that one. And they were also... Some of the songs were re-recorded with the, how do you say it out in Oklahoma? Prague?
Wait.
The Prague Philharmonic Orchestra.
Prague Philharmonic Orchestra? That thing?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. No, not Prague.
Prague?
Prague.
I'll see you next week.
Fine.